She knows sports and others too.
It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
Hey, Mal, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So what do you know this morning, Mal?
This has been the longest week. I don't even say happy Friday, but I'm thrilled it's Friday.
Yeah, I don't know what made this week long either. We had some sickness in the house. I thought maybe it was just us, but you felt that too, huh?
Yeah, I think my reason is because I have come to a conclusion, and I don't know if it's something in my old age, but I'm very people claustrophobic these days.
Okay.
I mean, to the point where I don't even like people.
Interesting.
Well, first of all, I've had to deal with crap commutes all week, and I'm just sorry, just rip people's heads off.
Okay.
And then, the other day I realized I just had to run into Walmart real quick. Just real quick.
Yeah.
But of course, where I needed to go was towards the back. Everywhere I turned, someone was standing there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to cut through the yarn line. Nobody will be buying yarn. Well, hell yeah, they were. About 20 people are buying yarn. There's people everywhere. And I go to get coffee at work, and there's people there. And I'm just like, people. I'm tired of people everywhere I go. I just want to be alone sometimes.
I know, but people are part of the human experience. Well, now
this is the beginning of a Twilight Zone episode, and then pretty soon Mal's the only one left.
You're all
life.
Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't think you're going to like that much either.
Wow, you're kind of lectury today, Colleen.
Well, she's one of those people.
You're people, Colleen. I love talking to people, and I love conversations. I get stopped a lot to talk about sports in corporate America. That's fine. You know, I have a job to do, but whatever. You know,
sure.
What's your opinion? And people like, oh, you got your picks wrong.
That's what this is about. That's what this is about. You picked Iowa State to lose last week, and a bunch of people let you have it. Is that what this is about?
Yeah, now they say I can't pick them right, and so they want me to, you know, always pick against them. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way, pal.
That's right, because you picked them to win a couple weeks ago when they lost.
Right.
Every year it's one of the teams.
Yeah.
And this year, of course, it's the Mighty Cyclones from Maine that are giving me a headache. Put down your cappuccinos and leave me the hell alone.
Got it.
All right, well, speaking of the games.
Too. They're all people. I'm just tired of people.
I hear you.
I kind of want to give Mal a hug, but I feel like that's exactly what she does not want.
No, Mal doesn't want.
I'll throw an elbow up your face.
My face.
All right, Mal, so let's talk about this week's games. Iowa State and West Virginia, Penn State and Iowa. Last week, one fan base was happy, the other not so much. How do you see this week turning out?
Well, this week I'm going a different twist, and I'm going to say everybody's happy this week.
Woo!
I think we're all going to be happy. I think I was going to step in and upset Penn State. Those people in Hawkeye helmets really made me mad last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was annoyed. I don't know of a game that annoyed me more. My teeth hurt, and all the penalties.
Yeah.
Just that kept backing them up. Next thing you know, they're up with the guy selling popcorn up in the stands.
Right. It was not good. It was infuriating to watch. You're right.
It sure was. I was happy to see the defense get pressure on the quarterback, though. That was like a whole big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with the defense. You know? Stanley was my magic man. Whoops.
Well, he disappeared. That was pretty good.
Magic.
That's pretty clever, Kurt.
Well, I'm no Colleen, but...
I think that parents, when I was at the Ladies Football Academy a couple of years ago, he watched how he prepared after a big loss, and I just have a feeling he's preparing well this week. And I just have a feeling the 6:30 primetime Iowa City game is going to... I mean, Penn State's amazing. Their offense is just lighting it up. You know, I'm not going to lie, but I think the Hawkeyes defense can stand up to the test. It's going to be such a good game. It's going to be a close game. Stanley's going to redeem himself, and the Hawks are going to win by one.
And Iowa State?
Iowa State annoys me, but they're very predictable. They start clicking in October, what do they call it? Brocktober for Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I get that, but they're a team that just gets better and better and better and better, and they're starting to get an established run game going finally. And I'm really, you know, West Virginia does have a really good quarterback. Normally I wouldn't want to pick against the team in West Virginia because people disappear there. But I really like the Cyclones in this one, but I think it's going to be a little closer. I think they're favored by 10.5. I don't think they covered the spread. And the last time I said that, they covered it by about 40.
That's true.
All right, and Mal, of course, we want to know.
Mal's Magic Man.
Who is it this weekend?
I'm going to go with the Cyclones this time. Going with Tariq Milton, the sophomore wide receiver. He's the speedster that wants to replace Hakeem Butler as the man there. He doesn't get very many receptions. I think he gets like two or three a game, but they're always big ones. Except against Iowa, he had 7. I'm like, okay. But I foresee him getting maybe 4 to 5 receptions, and I think he's going to score a couple TDs, and they're going to be he can make some beautiful catches. And I think that Milton's going to be the magic man this weekend.
All right. Mal, the sports gal, joins us Fridays, of course, to talk about the weekend games. You can always find her on social media, too. On Facebook, Mal the Sports Gal. On Twitter, you can find @MalSportsGal. And then also, she is on Instagram and Snapchat, too. Have a good weekend, Mal. Thank you.
You, too. Go Hawks.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.